Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Amy Stevens-Jones and Zach Robinson, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming mental health support group for men here in the Castle Country. Amy, Zach, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So, looking at it, you know, this is kind of a first for our area, men's mental health support group, so let's start first by just talking about what was the inspiration for starting this group?
Well, I came to a point in my life where I felt like everything was lined up for me to be in a really good place as far as happiness. I retired from my job. Financially, I was in a good place. My two children were getting to adults, and they both were healthy and not very many issues with that. So it seemed like I had come to kind of like a lull in my life where I was like, I'm finally not stressed of life, and realized that I was struggling with unhappiness. And I realized that all the research that I had done mostly came across women helping women. And although I think that's an amazing thing, and I've known that because my mom is in this field, but I realized that there's not a lot of guys helping guys. And through my own counseling, the best counselors I had were women. I'd never even seen a man counselor. And so I know it's lacking in this field. And I ended up staying with a good friend of mine, and we ended up conversing a lot, and we both were in a tough position, and he, up through us talking about the trials of our lives, we were able to help each other, and I just realized that was a good possibility to be able to just get guys to talk, get guys to lean on each other. And Amy came into the picture through a camp out that I have for just men. I asked her to come up and speak because I know her position. She has the credentials and the education with this. So I do not. I just have a lot of research to try to help myself. So we started talking about that, and she was willing to help me.
It feels like a lot of times when you're talking about mental health, especially with men, or just in general, really, that first step to talking about it is the hardest part. So with a group like this, that kind of helps break that stigma, you know? You can go to this, and you can see people that you might know from around the community, and it really helps you feel not so alone in that situation. That's why I really like this group. Now, Amy, from your perspective, why did you want to get on board with this project?
So I have been in the social work field for several years. It took me several years to get my credentials as far as my education with the bachelor's and master's, and then licensed. But I grew up watching my younger brother struggle with his mental health from elementary all the way up until he ended his life on June 1st in 2023. So that just kind of sparked that need that men do need to talk. He was very vocal, very open to everybody about how he was struggling throughout his life, and I don't think it was reciprocated. I don't feel like he felt like other people were struggling the way he was struggling. And so he felt very alone. He felt very isolated. He was very open to me. He was open around the dinner table with my kids about all of his struggles. So we always talked about his struggles throughout his life. And I was just his sounding board. Zach reached out to me this summer, and I was always hesitant because I hate trying new things. I'm a very anxious person, so I hate trying new things. And luckily, my good friend Deanne drove me up there and was there to support me in that. And I just kind of shared my story. And it was one of those things where people can take it in and take what they want out of it, or they can be more vocal about it, or you never know how people are going to respond to it. It is a little bit stressful doing it in a small community because I know there is a lot of negativity around here and not knowing people's relationships. And if they walk in and see someone they don't like, and if they walk in and be like, I'm not doing this. But that's why we're going to be it's going to be very confidential. We'll fill out the waivers. We will make sure that it's a safe space for people to share. We're not forcing anyone to share, but they will sign a waiver. And if we hear that there's stuff going around town, then we'll just shut it down as far as they're not invited back. So we're just very, we want it to be a safe place for men.
And I like that degree of confidentiality that you guys go for, because that's one of the major roadblocks that a lot of people face when they're trying to get support for their mental health, is they don't want to be known as that guy. But there's no problem with that, but it's just that mental roadblock that people run into. So I like how you guys are approaching it in that regard. Now let's talk about some of the finer details of this. When does this take place and where does it take place?
So it'll start on Wednesday next week. So it'll be the first or the second Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock at Castleview Hospital. There's two rooms we get to choose from, just depending on the crowd. Like if it's a big crowd, we'll go in a bigger room. If it's a smaller crowd, we'll go in a smaller room. I like that idea there just because it's fully enclosed. There's no windows, no nothing to the outside people to look in. And it's at 7 o'clock every second Wednesday at Castleview Hospital.
That was part one of our interview with Amy Stevens-Jones and Zach Robinson. We're talking about the upcoming Men's Mental Health Support Group, held every second Wednesday starting on January 8th in the Castleview Hospital classroom. To hear the full interview, stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or visit CastleCountryRadio.com.